Blog Talk Radio.
giver. My rewards are never. Can't no one take that from me.
Sing it for real. Come on, help us sing this song. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, everybody.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
Defender behind me.
Defender behind me.
Y'all been practicing. I won't fear.
I won't fear.
I'm filled with anointing.
I'm filled with anointing.
Thank you, Jesus. My cup overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
No weapon can harm me.
No weapon can harm me.
Jesus right there. He always guides me.
He always guides me.
walk in your peace.
I will walk in your peace.
Say it again. Your spirit.
Your spirit lives
now say this. My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
My victory.
Say your spirit.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Good evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are not alone. God is our comforter. He'll never leave us alone. So he'll never leave nor forsake us. And that's a promise. That's a promise. Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Do we believe it? Well, God is here. God is here. We are here, excited for yet another day, but at the same time, my heart is saddened because for those of you that may not know, Mother Ruth, Mama Ruth transitioned this weekend, but it was yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Yesterday.
We got word through her daughter. And so for those that are familiar with Mother Ruth, she used to have a show on PGN, a prayer warrior, a very, very spirit-filled woman, a very spirit-filled vessel, someone I know that truly loved God and stood to want to see people know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And she transitioned, and we are saddened, but you know, joyful at the same time, because you finish, you know, your race is done here. So you transitioned over into the place of peace, and we're excited for her. So anything that you're dealing with on this side, you ain't got to deal with it no more.
Mm-hmm.
Free from it. Free from making decisions. Free from trying to figure it out. Pain, and hurt, and sadness. Free from all of that. We thank God for her life. And we pray for her family, her immediate family. We pray for her daughter. I don't know any, you know, other family members personally or whatever, but to her family, we pray that God give them peace and teaches them how to heal and teach them how to go through this process and be the comforter that they need during this time, and that he will, you know, fulfill them, that they will be fulfilled. And we just thank God again for all that she put in to PGN over the years. If you want to go back and listen to some archives, you know, if you call in Mama Ruth, you're going to be prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, I don't care what that thing is. She is not going to let it go until that thing is gone. At that moment, that thing got to go. I love that about her. She was very energetic and an exciting and loving person. She will be missed. But I'm not here by myself. I'm Terrence. I'm not here by myself. I'm here with my better half, my wife.
I'm Tanisha. And it's January 23rd, 2022. It's 9:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're glad to be here. And yeah, like Terrence said, Mama Ruth is going to be missed tremendously. A dynamic, amazing woman of God who poured into anybody that she could get her hands on.
Mm-hmm.
She will pour into you. She would love you, and she wouldn't sugarcoat or coddle.
Mm-hmm.
She would tell you like it was, but in a very loving manner. So that's why, you know, when we first were doing the show, we were calling Ruth, but then we started calling Mama Ruth because she likes your mama. You
right.
know, sometimes the only person that can tell you certain things is your mom, because you know it's coming from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
And so you knew that whenever she was telling you, it was coming from a genuine and sincere place of love. And like Terrence said, she's going to be missed tremendously. You know, we talk outside of the show. She's just always very positive. Always first action is prayer.
Yeah.
It didn't matter what you came to her about. The first course of action is prayer. She wasn't going to just make something up or just give you any old thing. She's going to pray and pray for you and pray with you and love on you and help you weather the storm.
Mm-hmm.
or help you to get the revelation that you need Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So with her, all paths led to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And what a legacy. You know, we have a limited time on this side of eternity. And like Tara said, now she's free from everything on this side of eternity. But when you leave, what will people say about you?
Mm-hmm.
What mark will you leave on this earth? How do you treat people? How do you interact with people? You know, and I will say that Mama Ruth has left a huge legacy.
Mm-hmm.
A huge legacy. These are the things that you want people to remember you as, a genuine and sincere person, not a perfect person. Nobody's going to be remembered as a perfect person, except for Jesus.
Right.
But a very sincere and loving person who loved the Lord, who loved the Lord. And we have to really start to focus on the things that matter, because so many people right now are distracted by things that just absolutely don't matter. They don't matter, and you could be using you could be using your time, your energy to growing in Christ and making yourself available to be used by God and to be available to the body of Christ or whatever He's called you to do. So I think in honor of Mama Ruth, that we need to be, let's take on a little bit of Mama Ruth.
Better get with it.
And let's always make prayer our first option.
Amen.
And let's love people enough to be honest with them in love. You know, some people say, well, I'm being honest, that they're rude or they're mean and all that. She was not rude or she was not mean. She was really the characteristics of love.
Mm-hmm.
When you read in what is it? First Corinthians
13.
Mm-hmm. Let's be like, let's take that on, like Mama Ruth, to be truthful with people, which is a form of love in itself, and to always be praying. Above all, always praying for people. That's the best thing you can do for people. People will come to you all the time. If you have any circle of people, you're going to find yourself in a position where people come to you because they value your opinion, or they want your advice, or sometimes it's because they don't like to make a decision. But whatever the reason is, people are going to come to you, and your first option needs to be prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Not a last resort. That needs to be the first option. And if you don't know what to tell them, it's okay to say, I don't know, but I'm going to pray about it. I don't know what you should do as far as your situation, but I know what you should do as far as your life, and you need to put that in the hands of God and let Him lead you. That I know. But as far as your individual situation, I can't tell you because I need to go before the Lord. You know, we need to be honest with people. So many people are not honest with people. You know, somebody will tell them something, and they'll give them some little pat response, and then go to their cousin or their mama or whoever and gossip about them. Oh, man, I don't know what they think. That's it. Well, why you didn't tell them that in a nice way? Why you didn't give them truth? Why you didn't show them love? We know people love. And I've never heard of lying love. It's one thing, and there's levels to it. It's one thing if you're trying to preserve life, like when Abraham had went and said that Sarah was his sister, which technically she was. But he kind of omitted. You know, and he did that because he was trying to preserve life. But I'm saying when you just flat out lying, that's not loving. Let's love people. Let's pray for people. And let's make ourselves available to God at all times, not just when it's convenient for you. You know, you got to make yourself available. Sometimes you want to make yourself available, God will tell you to rest. There was, you know, what was that, last month when we were sick? I also remember one Wednesday I did the show, and now in hindsight now, I know I sound terrible. I mean, I was so sick. And the Lord didn't tell me not to do the show, though. He told me what to do. Because I remember that wasn't a very long show. I think I did a collective prayer, and then I had to go because I could barely, like, just talking for a long period of time. It was just wiping me out. But make yourself available as God sees fit, not when it's convenient for you. Because I could easily say, I'm sick, I'm out. You know, I ain't going to. But I did pray about it. The Lord said, still do it. And I know it sounded absolutely hard, but it wasn't about me. It was about what God needed me to do and pour into the body of Christ and make myself available for His use. You know, we got to make ourselves available for His use until we transition. You know, one of the last texts I received from Mama Ruth, she was, you know, praying and talking about things of God.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we need to live our lives. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. But yeah, it's the beauty to just stay to the plow, focus on our work. Our assignment here, you know, that God's given us is live every day with a mindset of desiring to please God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just wanting to make God happy and wanting to be excited about the fact he made you.
Right.
Yeah, he made you, but then it's one thing to make something and not be satisfied with. And then you make something and you like, oh, yeah, man, that's good. And up by your hand, you applaud that, you're excited.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just do our due diligence to the kingdom of God. If we're going to claim to be kingdom citizens.
I'm going to play a song right quick for everyone, just a little encouragement as we push through tonight. And we're going to come back and do some prayers, and we're going to close it out. All right.
Clap your hands. How many of y'all can count your blessings and you won't never stop counting?
Hey, man, fight on.
Fight on. God is walking by your side. God is with you. Man, we just got to continue to keep pressing. I'm just grateful that I just felt led to play that tonight. So I pray that blessed you. So let's get into answering some calls and talking to our brothers and sisters tonight. All right, our first caller here is 954-580.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
This is Carolyn.
How you doing tonight, Carolyn?
I'm well, thank you. My condolences to Mother Ruth and family. So sad to hear.
Yeah, another one has got on away from us, left us here with all this. Left us here to deal with all this. When I get over there, I got a bone to pick my roof. I'm like, look at here. But yeah, I'm grateful because she was such a sweet person, and
indeed.
You know, what she shared, the impact she had on my life is gonna continue to press forward, because she definitely loved, she definitely loved pouring out and praying and ministering and prophesying. I mean, she loved it. She lived for it. It wasn't the day I called in and went see her number. I already know who it was. That's the first number I think I ever learned. It's like, I know that one. I better get that one right there. But yeah, we're grateful.
Wow.
We thank God for allowing us to experience her, to really experience her during the time he let us share with her. I'm grateful for that. Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's pray, Carolyn. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Carolyn tonight, Father God. We thank you for the abundance. And a lot of times when we think about abundance, first thing we go to is money. Mm-hmm. You know, we think about, oh, I got abundance of things, you know, but God said, we're not the type of abundance that you're limited to what you can see, but having the abundance in the areas that you can't see, you know, the things that the world can't see, they can't tap into, you know, having an abundance of discernment and an abundance of faith, you know, an abundance of endurance, an abundance of power, an abundance of joy and peace, you know, this is what God is opening you up to experience and pour into you in abundance in the spirit, because When it manifestation, it's not that's when that thing becomes that when it manifests. No, it's already there. Mm-hmm. You know, before you see it. You know, it already existed. And so in that realm of abundance, when the world sees what God has done, it's gonna like blow them, you know, away, literally. People gonna really start inquiring about who is your God, you know? Some may even try to attach themselves to you initially with the wrong intentions and end up seeing the light. So even in abundance and protection, God is gonna protect you. So you don't have to, you know, You walk and be led in discern things by the Spirit, but you don't walk in fear. You know, a lot of times we put these blocks up in our lives based off of
what we don't want to deal with and what we don't want to have, you know, to go through because of the level of comfort that we want to experience in life. But sometimes God assigns us periods in our life to where we may have to deal with difficult people. We have to deal with difficult spirits, in other words, so that we can begin, so we can practice his word, so we can be a faith in what God has given us, what God is sharing with us. You know, what's the word if I'm not going to apply that word and see it work? You know, God wants to prove himself. God wants to show himself so people know that it's him, and he uses us. He uses us. He'll allow difficult situations to come so that you can say, Lord, okay, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. You know, it looked like some things is getting a little rough, but do you believe me on what I said? Like, you gonna focus on what you're going through, or are you gonna believe what I said? You're taking you to, because a lot of times things in our lives is necessary for our growth, it's for our development, and not even just for us, but the people around us that are growing and developing as they are experiencing this with you, because they're watching how you handle it. They're watching your mannerism, your words, your views. You know, they paying attention to these things. And so a lot of times through your development, other people are being developed. And so all we have to do is continue to believe God and trust God fully. Trust him fully. And what pleases him is having faith in him, believing what he says, regardless if you don't understand it. Trusting that even if I'm in a situation that sucks, I know God still got me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm dealing with a person I really can't stand, like, but I'm still seeking God to guide me and to lead me on how to deal with this. Because God is in the business of people and his things a lot of times in people that we don't see, that God sees. But you have what's needed to unlock it. He's going to use you. You know, so we just thank God for you being available during this season. And God is going to make you available to do the things that he desires for you to do, to where you're not focused on trying to, you know, ask for permission to get things done. When God tells you to do something, you're just going to go ahead and do it and make it happen. But that's what I got for you right now, Carolyn.
Amen. What I got is, I really see you stepping out on faith this year. Sometimes we have visions, we have goals, we have hopes, we have dreams, and we really, really want to accomplish them. And we want the transition to be smooth, but sometimes we really just got to step out on faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm seeing for you, that you know, your whole setup is going to change the way you do life. But it's going to require you stepping out on faith over and over and over. And that's really what's going to be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're waiting on a sign. Sometimes we're waiting on, you know, confirmation. Sometimes, but really it's us. God is waiting for the step. That's it. Gonna take that step of faith, that leap of faith, and that's just what it is. And you're gonna know when, because, you know, Terrence and I have been in that position several times where we felt that to do something a bit of life. You start thinking of all the what ifs in the natural, right? What if that fails? What if this? What if that? No, you gotta just take the leap of faith and throw caution to the wind, and trust God. Right,
man.
Ooh, just got to throw it.
Wow.
And that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom line. Like that, it's the best analogy I got is jumping in the pool. Once you jump, can't unjump. You can't unjump.
You in the water now.
Once you dive off that diving board, once you leap, you could be midway about to splash it, and you can't, like, there's no brakes. There's no way to stop it once you take that leap. You're going to go in that water, and that's what you're going to have to do. And this is a multi-leap process. Because you're going to take a leap, you're going to get the success, and then God's going to tell you to take another leap. But that's how greatness is accomplished. You don't see greatness accomplished without faith. And God will do it in steps, because faith is a substance. You take one leap, and your faith grows. Now you got more substance. You got more faith. Then you tell you take another one, and then it grows again. It grows more. And next thing you know, you're doing things. People think that you're just completely, they're like, this lady, what is wrong with her? She's crazy. And then when it works, they're like, man, she's lucky. No, that's not luck. That's faith. That's obedience. So just take the leaps. Take the first leap.
Mm-hmm.
Just take the first leap. Lord, we thank you for Carolyn, Father God. Give her the courage and the strength that she needs to do what needs to be done, so that her how she does life changes, that she's not stuck in systems and stuck in a way that people typically do things, so that she can have a life that's extraordinary. Not an ordinary life, not a humdrum, oh, just clock in, clock out, oh, just pay bills, and no. So where she can have an extraordinary life. Right. Nobody has time for that. You didn't die on the cross for us to be barely making it.
Pay all your bills. You got $2 for recreation.
Right. So, Lord, we thank you for giving her the faith, even if it's a mustard seed, giving her what she needs to take that first leap of faith, so that the abundant life and the extraordinary life that you have for her can come into fruition. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that kind of word. Oh my God, it does resonate with me right now in my experiences and everything in this phase of life. I'm just so grateful to God for you both. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take that leap.
Yeah, get on that
too. Amen.
Thank you, Carolyn.
I definitely will. Yes. Is it possible for you to pray with me in regard to, there is this appointment that I went and I'm awaiting a response. So I'm just asking for prayer that this God's will, it will be favorable. Please.
Yeah. Lord, we thank you tonight, Carolyn, Father God. We just thank you that the opportunities that present themselves, will doors will open, and that wherever you want her, she will be. Wherever you want her, she will be, Father God, and that it'll be tailor-made for her in Jesus' name, and that the pushback, like the pushback will be resolved quickly. It'll be resolved very, very quickly. And in the moment of it being resolved, like, things will be revealed, like as well.
And like
other people will see, like, oh, wow, like, How do we miss that? Like, how do we overlook that? Or why did anybody not say anything? And so it's going to draw the attention to the needed parties that could really make some changes, and things will be I feel like a payout or something, like through the resolving of the resolution, the revealing, there's a reward behind it.
Hallelujah.
So we just thank God for that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you both. Have a wonderful night and Happy New Year. It's my first time speaking with you.
You too.
Since the New Year.
You too.
Thank you.
God bless you, Carolyn. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you both. Bye-bye.
Get over here. Hold on 1 second. All right, 251-229.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Don't start. How we doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's good. It sounds like hold on. This is Sarah, right?
This is Sarah.
Absolutely, I'm on it. I'm good, man. I'm telling you, I know my sister's voices. Yeah, I know my people's. Let's pray.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's good to hear you. Amen. Lord, we thank you for Sarah tonight. Hold on. Go to Psalms 31 and 7. It says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul and adversities. And thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. I see God placing you in a place where, you know, where things matter, you know, where change happens. You know, we have conversations all the time in the comfort of our homes, you know, about problems and what the solutions should be and what people need to be doing and this, that, and the other. But none of us are positioning ourselves to get into the room or into the place or to start the process or figure out the necessary procedures to put that particular change in place. Because not only do things need to be done spiritually, there are tangible things that we need to do in the natural that will support that we are believing for in the spirit. Okay, when we want a lot of change, you know, we got to get in position to deal with the lawmakers. You know, we gotta get things voted in. We gotta get things to go through these proper channels to get to the place to be seen and voted on, and all these things. So these are things in the natural that are there in place to do and to be done. I just see God putting you in the place to where you're in the place where change happens, you know, and so you would have a voice in seeing actual change and change, not just any change, but God change, godly change, mm-hmm. You know, the change that destroys yokes. The change that brings people out of bondage. That's the position. That's the place that I'm seeing. When God says, you know, he's placing your feet in a large womb. And so before that, he says, he has not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. And so in other words, enemies are out here. The enemy is out here. Anything opposite of the Spirit of God is in total opposition. Is in total denial of what you possess and what you believe. That spirit walks in total disobedience. But then God said he's going to protect you from it. He's going to allow you to get caught up to where they have the authority to shut you out. They can't shut you up or shut you out. Because God, when he puts you in that place, where your feet are. It means that's a form of ownership, authority. This is mine. My feet have touched this ground right here. I own this now. Because I'm coming by the Spirit of God. I'm coming under the authority
of the Holy Ghost. And so I'm being led by the Spirit of God to do the work of God, to fulfill the will of God by sharing the words of God. And however the Spirit speaks to you, he's going to give you the words to say in a way to where it can be understood. Because, like, you got people that are so articulate and have, like, a very high level of intelligence. When you dumb things down to them, they get even more, they are confused because they only speak on a certain level with certain terms. And so God is definitely going to give you what we call trigger words that grab the attention and grab the ear of the authority figures. The authority figure. So we just thank God for blessing you, being anointed to persuade authority. God has given you an anointing of persuasion for people in authority that make decisions, that make change. And we thank God that you walk fully in it in boldness and obedience. In Jesus' name, amen. That's what I got for you.
Amen. Lord, we thank you right now. For Sarah, Father God, we thank you for being able to make sound decisions. Sound. Let's look at sound. Let's see what that means. I mean, I know we know what it means as far as being able to hear, but sound. Definition. Let's see. Sound free from injury or disease, free from flawed defect or decay, solid and firm. That's sound, adjective, entry 3 of 7. That's what I'm seeing, sound decisions. I like that. So free of flaw, defect, or decay, free from injury or disease. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do make decisions that cause us dis-ease or injury. You know, when we think of injury, we always think of bodily injuries. You could suffer mental injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Psychological injuries too, from decisions that you made. I, Lord knows, I can talk about some decisions I made that caused me injury. And free from flaw, defect, or decay. Think about that decay. You can make a decision that could, like, literally rot. It could rot your right away. God.
Think of your whole life.
Your whole life. It could decay the purpose in your life. I could think of decisions I made that had me completely off track, off course of God's purpose. So it's like decaying his purpose. And that's what I'm seeing. I said that God is going to really, like, I see you making sound decisions. So decisions that are free from injury, disease, flawed, defect, or decay. They're solid and firm. They're stable. They're secure and reliable. Listen to this one. Free from error, fallacy, or misapprehension.
Mm.
These are the type of decisions that you're going to be making. And in order to make a sound decision, you have to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's just a given. And you have to be led. It's a God thing. You don't just stumble upon a sound decision. This is a God-led decision. But you have to trust your decisions, too. Because I know I got to the point in my life at one point where I didn't trust my decisions concerning certain areas because I was not making sound decisions. I was making, and it wasn't like I was just doing bonehead stuff. Like, I would really think out these decisions and rationalize them. And so I really thought in my own human ability and based on my statistical data or whatever I was using, I really thought the decisions were good. You know, nobody wakes up and says, let me just make a bad decision and ruin my life for a small period of time. Like, that's not how it goes. You make a decision that at the time you think is good, and then when the ruin comes, you're like, what's happening? This is not what I signed up for. So when you've made decisions before that you thought at the time were good, and destruction comes, and you've done that a couple times, few times, you start to not trust your own decisions, which can leave you stuck. Because you're like, no, the last time I thought that was a good idea, that didn't work out well. The last five times I thought something was a good idea, that didn't work out right. So then you start to not trust your own decisions. And then it can leave you in a place where you're stuck, where you just, like, I'm just not going to make no decision, which means that you're just stagnant. So you have to trust your decisions and trust that they're not coming from you. Trust that they're coming from God. And you'll know, like me, I get a feeling on the inside when I know it's like God is leading me. And then I also now get a feeling when I know that I'm in the wrong. Like if I'm like, nah, that's not the right thing to do. Like I feel the need to like not do it. Like even if I can rationalize it or make it logical, there's just something I feel like don't say that or don't do that or don't, like I'll just feel it now. Very strong. So I don't know if my spirit has become, I'm more sensitive to that, or I'm not sure. I thank God for it. But Lord, we just thank you there to give her the tool to equip her what she needs to make sound decisions into where she knows that they're from you, that there's a confidence that she'll have in the decisions that she makes, despite making bad decisions before. We've all made bad decisions. That's part of being a human. But some people dust themselves off when they make their bad decision. Some people become afraid to make another bad decision. And so everybody processes different. So help her to have confidence in her decisions, because knowing that they're not coming from herself, that they're coming from you, and that even when she makes a decision that comes from you, sometimes it's not going to look the way we think it's going to look. That's where our trust comes in. We just trust you that you're working it all out. Because I know there's been decisions I've made, Lord, where I know you told me. And then at first I'm like, wait a minute. This ain't what I thought. But then I kept on, I pressed through, and then I saw the fruits of that decision. But if I would have made a judgment on it right off top, I would have thought, uh-oh, I did it again. I made a bad decision. So help her to not fall victim to that. To just trust you. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a while. It's been a while. Praise the Lord for y'all. Praise the Lord for both of y'all. I tell you, the Lord is really doing something. And my condolences goes out to Sister Ruth. And the family, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, keep her daughter lifted in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
It's a blow. I just know personally, it's a blow when you lose your mother. There's a loss. There is a loss, like you feel lost. I remember that feeling completely lost when my mother passed. I still remember that. I was up last night. I couldn't really sleep. I just kept thinking about Mother Ruth's daughter, and I just remember how I felt that first night, that first day, because she passed yesterday at 4. And so I remember how that day felt and just trying to get through that day. And I just kept finding myself praying repetitive prayers last night for her. So keep her lifted. Everybody I know that has lost their mother, and she's a young lady, you know. So especially when you lose your mom and you're still a young lady, but you still have mothering that's needed. And I just remember that lost feeling and just all the millions, thinking about all the million things that I could not get from my mother. One of them being her potato salad recipe, but thank God my sister had it. But it's just a small thing that you even think of that makes you cry. Like, I didn't even remember a potato salad recipe. Everyone's boo-hooing about that. And then I remember months later, my sister randomly gave it to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't know that she had it, because I'm the cooker. My sister's not really big on cooking. but she had. But I just kept thinking about all the different things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just, you know, I just wanted God to comfort her. So please keep her lifted in prayer, because that is a you know, it's a blow, but it's one that she will recover from. And I'm really believing that, you know, the legacy of Mama Ruth is going to continue through her daughter. This is her time to really rise up. I know that the way Mama Ruth poured into all of us, that she certainly poured into her daughter like that. So she's a prayer warrior. It's gonna, this whole process is gonna wake some things up in her, and I think that she's gonna be she's gonna be a force to be reckoned with in the kingdom. I really believe that for her. So just keep her lifted, please.
Yes.
My prayers go out to Sister Ayana. Is it? She always talked about Sister. She always talked about her daughter, and I mean, she, and I believe she's going to be a fireball for the Lord. I just have that in me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, it's just when you said that, and it's like even before you said it, I could just feel the Lord just his hands on her.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of people gonna come through the kingdom through that right there.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
A lot of people.
Yes. I appreciate everything on tonight. The word is real. God is just, y'all are just fireballs for the Lord, I tell you.
Amen.
Amen.
He is using y'all mightily, 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 mightily.
Let me see if it, you know, we just keep waking up every day. I'm like, Lord, what is it? Just keep waking up like, oh, okay.
This is a blessing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Absolutely. I say, what we got for today? Today is your day. That's why, you know, when you really turn, that's part of giving your life to the Lord, you know, giving him your days. You know, the days that he created, you know, seek him. In the morning,
mm-hmm.
Like, Lord, what do you have for me to do this day? You know, what is,
yeah.
You know, how can I be of some service? How can I be of a benefit? You know, instead of a lot of times getting up and praying, Lord, I need. Ain't nothing wrong with asking God. He say ask, you know, but I just feel like, you know, that not only should you be asking to receive, you should be giving as well. You know, giving
and
God that quality time. You know, just to sit and just be with God because he's God. Yeah. I mean, just because he's God, like. You are because of him. Like,
amen.
You exist because of him. So, like, why not just want to just sit and talk? You know, take a ride in the car, just you and him. While you looking over the city or whatever, you know, looking up in the sky or walk. I don't care. Get in your closet. Whatever you do. You know, just include him. Just include him. And I definitely, I'm sensing like a surge now to where God is putting in the hearts of parents, of believers, to really, really teach their children the benefits of the relationship with him. And really, parents really turning their children over to God and really trusting God with them because he belongs to them. You know, we get into this
this position, you know, of the fact that they came through us here on the earth, that we created them. No, you know, we just vessels that was used. We was part of the recipe. You know, we was part of the process to get them here. But God is the one that created them. And so we have to turn them over and trust God. Like, man, yeah, you basically gave them to me to manage them, to steward them from this position and nurture them from this position. But you are their true father. You know, you know how to mother them. you made them. You made me. I'm still seeking you for me. So truly, I ain't got them all the way down. So I'm not even going to sit up here and deceive myself and telling myself that I know what I'm doing with something that don't even belong to me. Something I need to create. I'm a steward over. So if I'm managing something, I need to go to the one that created it to teach me how they want it managed. But ultimately that's his. These kids belong to him. So I really sense parents during this season are really going to learn how to turn their children over to the Lord. And really trust God, really pray for your children, and really teach them and give them the guidance and really showing them the importance and the benefits of knowing who Jesus is. And so, that's going to relieve parents of a lot of stress and a lot of worry because of the world that we live in, you know, that's growing more and more technologically savvy every day. And there's no way that we can monitor everything. So we got to trust God.
Exactly. Man, we got to trust God.
It's a difference, you know, from 40 years ago when children were here and we didn't have those outside connections. When we sat in our rooms, we didn't have the internet. You didn't have no connections to anything outside of those four walls. But now, you know, children can sit inside four walls and still be connected to millions of places. You know, and have access to mountains of information, and not all information is good information, and it's being displayed as good. You know, I was watching a Disney movie, and it was a Marvel movie, and I was looking at the unnecessary things, the inappropriate things. That wasn't suitable for kids that would be sitting and watching this movie. And so I'm saying, why is this even on here? Why are you even advertising this as a children's station, but you want to open children up to things that children ain't even ready for? Because you think
exactly.
They are. Because you feel. You know, and we knowing that certain things are not being led by God. And so you don't have to question what's not being led by God to know that it's not of God. but here we are, we as parents, that's why we really have to pray and pray that God gives our children wisdom and that they begin to desire to want to talk to him and have a relationship with him. They want to be the desire to serve, you know, have a desire and an appetite for what's good, you know, and to recognize what's negative and to have the boldness to speak against it, you know.
because you got some old fools out here that are making decisions. Some older people in charge that are perverted, making decisions and putting different little subliminal things and boldly putting things out there as well. But nobody's saying anything, so they're just going to keep packing it on. But we're in this season now to where the church, true believers, are going to shut that down. God is going to use us to basically bring things back to him, the foundation. You know, we tend to forget when we get up on the 20th floor that the 20th floor is being held up by something. you're fascinated by the view and the ambiance. Oh, wow, look at the view from up here. And you neglect the foundation. You don't care about what it stands on. You know, and so God is definitely going to shine a lot more light on that during this season, but we really are going to crank it up in prayer. Our prayer life is really going to crank up on directions and instructions on how God wants us to approach the madness, approach the perversion, approach the Jezebel spirit. Because we still have work to do, even though the Antichrist is going to take place. We still have work to do. We still have an assignment. We still have to be calling out the name of Jesus, even in the midst of the chaos. We still have to be pleading the blood. Even though we know what's coming, we still have a job to do. And we can't get relaxed and just be like, oh, well, take me now, Lord. I'm just ready. You know, I'm sick of this. No, we got work to do. So I definitely pray for the endurance and the wisdom and the guidance to the parents. And if you don't even have children, you can still mentor. But you got a heart for God and you know what's right. And you know what's pleasing in the eyesight of God. So we definitely got to. Got to make that impact. I just want to let you go there. that was somebody. I was being pulled in that direction. So,
definitely, you know, that is amazing how God just used the prophetic, you know, and everything. Sister Tanisha says, and it's just the Lord is just using people, his prophets, mightily in this hour. Because my birthday was on the 11th. I did lose my mother, and one thing about that, it feels it just was feeling like I was in a different world. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I lost her, I was like, oh my goodness. It just, I felt so different. Like it was just, is this it? You know, is this the world? I'm missing something. And as of today, I just still feel, and it's going to take, I don't think you never really truly get over it, but God, he comes to fill the void, you know, he comes there, but he still gives you that some of the good memories and the good times. And another part about children, it's just amazing how the Lord is just using you as a spiritual mouthpiece, because I was going to say, well, let's pray about the children. But
this is where it come from. Yeah, I was like, hold on, we weren't even talking about this. The Lord just shifted me. Wow, that's sweet. Because it's needed. It's needed, you know. We got to set up we got to put the new saints in position. We got to prepare them. Mm-hmm. We got to prepare the new prayer warriors. You know, and if we ain't preparing, we ain't no need being expecting nothing. If you ain't putting no feed.
Right, that kind of farmer buying the land, don't put no seed to come back in a few months
right.
for crops.
Mad. What in the world? You know, mad at the ground. Like, but you ain't put no seed in it, man. Get out of here. Delusional stuff. But that's how I see a lot of us. We just, we've turned a blind eye to a lot and have accepted so much and not said anything, you know, and it's like the enemy has been kind of bullying us as believers, because we really ain't truly focused on pleasing God. We a lot of times be focused on pleasing self. And long as I'm blessed, and I don't want to deal with that, you know. No, but that's not what God called us for. That's not what Jesus gave his life for only. You know, no. He said greater works we're supposed to be called.
Yes, we have to push away from self.
Yeah, man, self something else. Self.
Yeah. Selfies. Selfie.
I'm telling you, it's just selfish. You'd be like, God. But that's why we have to daily check ourselves. We have to pray every day that our minds be renewed. Because we're always under attack. I mean, let you go just because you claim to be a believer, you claim to be Christian, or what have you. Enemy like, oh, okay, we're gonna see about that. We're gonna see about that, and he do anything to try to make you waver in your faith, and so. We just thank God for this moment right now. I sense right now in this moment, everybody that's listening, in this moment right now, I hear the Lord saying that whatever you speak right now in this moment, you'll see this year. You'll see this year, and I'm declaring deliverance from fear. In the body of Christ, I'm declaring deliverance right now from fear in the body of Christ and in the boldness to speak with pure intentions, with a heart of love, with the heart of God, and I declare and I'm decreeing it right now in Jesus' name. You got anything you want to declare, dog? Anything you want to declare, Sarah, y'all go ahead.
Well, I decree and declare for just a closer walk with Jesus. I decree and declare for just his, you know, just to be able to walk into 2022 with my hands up with more of the Lord and less of me, with more of him and less of me.
Okay. In Jesus' name.
Yes. I just decree and declare that the church would stand out and stop blending in with the world, and that we will be the salt of the earth, and that we will make an impact without fear, that we will speak truth, that we will radiate the love of Christ, and that we will have one mind, one accord. Make us one. Make us one, Father God, so that we're not divided. Decree and declare that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else listening? This prayer, this in the queue, or if you're not in the queue, just declare and decree it now where you are, what you want to see. I'm declaring and decreeing debt cancellation.
Yeah.
All debt. Financial intelligence. I'm declaring, decreeing financial intelligence
that we are good stewards over whatever seed God gives us. That we are good stewards, and that we walk in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Obedience. Hallelujah. And that we walk in divine health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health, good health. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank man. You.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That's dead on
thank
that.
You,
that's dead on that right there. Yeah, feel that in the blood. Yeah, feel that in the blood. Yes, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that's rich right there. Wow. You got anything else you want to share, Sarah?
Well, I just really want to thank the Lord. Oh, I just want to thank the Lord, you know. Y'all, like I was saying before, the Lord has blessed both of you to be, you know, prophet and prophetess of the prophetic PGN. And just speaking not only to me, but speaking to others about how powerful the Lord is and what the Lord is doing in this hour.
Yes. Yes, he's doing great and mighty things. We don't even know. We like, whoa. But I know it's something major because every knee is going to bow, every tongue must confess that he is Lord. And so I stand on it knowing that this still will be true. It will be true. So we just pray that.
Lord.
The people choose him.
Yeah.
Pray they choose him. Because he is the best choice. He's the righteous choice. He's the righteous choice. Absolutely. If you want to be right. Oh, man. Better get right before you get left.
You got to stand for the Lord and all. Be ready at all times and stand for Jesus at all times.
Absolutely. I mean, with no shame, with a big old smile on your face, laughing at you, like, man, are you serious right now? Like, are you kidding me? You coming at me with this? Well, let me tell you what thus says the Lord. That's how simple it is when we have a battle. We have to know what thus says the Lord in order to apply it and expect it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't know anything, when the enemy comes to us, we're going to fall for anything because we're not standing on what the Word of God says because we don't know the Word of God. And so you got a lot of people standing on what they say. and they say a lot of things. But instead of standing on the truth, you know, because the little phrase that going around, my truth, you know. So, okay. You be living in your deception. And if your truth ain't lined up with the word of God, the true word of God, if it ain't lined up with what Jesus is saying, it's not the truth. It's not the truth. You are formulating you're basically lying to yourself by saying, you know, this is my truth. You know, instead of just calling it what it is, this is my deception. This is my unbelief. You know, because you don't believe the truth does not make the truth not the truth. It don't make sense. Just because you don't believe it, the truth doesn't change. The truth is still what it is.
we walk in, we seek what's true and walk in it and receive it, because you got a lot of people seeking the truth but then don't want to accept the truth when they get it. They want to deny the truth. Yeah, man, I'm out here. I'm searching for the truth, man. I want to know how I'm supposed to live. But have you heard about Jesus? Yeah, I've heard. Well, look, ain't nobody trying. Okay. Yeah. You didn't want to accept the truth. That's on you. That's on you. Wow. Wow. Wow, this was good, sir. Thank you. It was good talking with you. This has been
well,
good.
I thank God for y'all. I mean, it's been good. It's always that way. And one thing I have to say before we before I leave the show is about Sister Ruth. She was a fireball for the Lord, and I learned a lot from her. She stood on the word.
Yeah. Amen.
As a strong woman of God, she stood on the word.
Oh, yes. Yes, she did. Wow. You know, you just be like, man, we were just talking the other day, you know, the last few weeks or what have you. Just look at your text message. And, you know, that's why we have to embrace our moments that we're in and value the people that are included in those moments and pour in and receive from one another, because at any moment, you know, any one of us could transition. And so we have to, those that are left here, we still got to keep pushing. We got to keep pushing, because we get some new a new member to the cloud of witnesses, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, what's so interesting is that, you know, I was missing my mom so much, you know, when everything first, you know, when she transitioned and everything back in August, it was August the 24th, and I was like, wow, you know, I was missing her so much. But it says to be absent, you know, it says to be absent from here is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
And so as I was doing that, I looked at what we're going through down here, and I get so happy because I know she's in a better place, because what we're dealing with down here, oh, my goodness.
Yes. It's a lot. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for it. Thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Yeah.
His continued protection. Yeah. So we don't.
Yeah.
And just thank God for her. Yes. Thank God for her. She was a
beautiful
person. Yeah. I'm
going
to miss her. This is the next phone call. Ruth, North Carolina. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
She gets the praying, and yeah, Mom Ruth will be praying up off of you, I promise. But yeah, it's just, hey. It was an honor to have met her and experience her. Mm-hmm. Thank God for
she
that.
Stood on the word. I tell you, she stood on the word.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh, man. Well, we're going to go ahead on and move on, I guess. Man, this has been rich right here. This is all right.
Thank you, well, thank you. I'm so thankful to have talked with y'all tonight, and fellowship. I thank the Lord for y'all. And once again, have a blessed night. And I always want to end the call saying I love y'all, because you know what? You just, like you said, life is but a vapor. You just never know.
Mm-hmm. We love you as well. Thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
Have a blessed night.
You too. Until we meet again.
Okay.
Good night. That's all right right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 903-918.
Michelle from Texas.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are y'all?
I said, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good.
Yeah. It got warm out there today, didn't it?
Yes, it did. After all this cold weather yesterday.
Yeah, I'm like, who's in the 20s yesterday? 69. I'm like, Lord. Oh, man. I break out my skull caps. One day I'm all right, and next day I'm sweating. Like, hold on.
Yep, that's that Texas weather, though.
Yeah. Then everybody get to sniff it because allergies get to go on. Oh, we bind that in Jesus' name. Ooh. Ooh. I bind allergies. Respiratory issues in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Ooh. Let's pray, Mr. Wow. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Michelle, Father God. We just thank you for the positioning, the repositioning, the repurposing, the restoring, restoration, restoring, the renewing, the renewing, and I hear reimagining, like reimagining. See, God really. Wanting you to reimagine things again. Maybe you've imagined something, how you wanted something to be, and started down that path, so you thought, and it didn't turn out the way you wanted it, and you don't want to think about it no more. But Lord says reimagine it, because whatever it is, it still has purpose. That needs to be fulfilled. And so the enemy wants us to give up on the desires of our heart. The enemy wants to snatch what God has placed on the inside of us away. He doesn't want us to have faith for it because there's a blessing attached to that. As you pursue those desires that God places on the inside of us. And so through the reimagining, you're being repositioned and repurposed and renewed to move forward. And when God restores you, it won't be no years lost. You know, I feel like, you know, time has been wasted and this, that, and other. That's another trick of the enemy, because he wants you to forget that God is a restorer, and I restore the years. You know, we serve a God that can do anything and everything. You know, he makes impossible possible because there's nothing impossible for him. So it'll seem impossible for us because we do things within limits, because we have limits. You know, God is infinite. You know, he's limitless, and so he's able to do whatever, exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. So you can ask God, think on anything, he'll bless you above all of that. And so through your repurposing, through your renewing, through your restoration, and reimagining, all this, God is going to restore a hundred, fold, restore. So things may have seemed like they were have been lost and this, that, and that. No. God is going to replace that and give you something brand new. And you're going to have a lot of days that you're going to smile and be like, wow, wow. It's nothing but God. And your walk is going to become so much more meaningful, so much more meaningful to you. It's going to be like a delightful. You're just going to be like extra delighted. And the scripture talk about delight yourself in him. You're going to delight yourself, be delighted to do whatever God asks of you. You're going to be delighted. That's what I'm saying right now. That's what I got for you.
You got anything? Yes, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Michelle, Father God. We thank you for, it's like I'm seeing God clearing paths for you. So it doesn't matter what tries to get in the way, God's going to provide a way to clear it, including people. If people try to get in the way, God can clear people out anyway. If he can move them, he can, you know, give them the revelation, whatever the case may be, but I really see your paths being cleared to do the work that God called you to do. And so you just pray about everything and let God do what he does. We thank you for that, Father God, for the clear path. Father God, we thank you for the protection realm, that you're protecting her and that you are keeping her, and that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We thank you for for her seeing quick turnaround of the seeds that she sows, quick harvest, and that you're protecting her seeds and protecting the call that you have on her life. So we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Welcome. You're welcome. Wow. That's rich. You got anything you want us to pray with you specifically?
Just my daughters. They just lost their dad, and I just want to pray for them.
Okay. All right. Lord, we come touching and agreeing tonight for comfort,
mm-hmm.
Peace, understanding, and opening up the wells of knowledge to pour from the wells of God knowledge to pull from with Michelle's daughters. Father God, we pray that they turn to you for comfort and peace, Father God, and seek you for answers. Strengthen them as they grieve, Father God. Them and everybody that they're connected to from their father's side, they can have some influence during their bereavement time, during their time of grief. So, Father, we pray that the right people surround them that can help them and guide them the way that they need to be nurtured and guided during this process. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. You're welcome. God is real. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling.
And God bless y'all and love y'all, and y'all continue to be blessed.
You too. We love you as well. All right. Michelle in the house. What you have? Gonna keep it going. 610-969.
Oh, yo, yo. Shalom, mi familia. I really didn't even know I was going to get picked up tonight. Oh, my goodness. What a good, beautiful surprise. So far, y'all have been ministering to me through the different callers, especially Sarah. I love what you were talking about with the children, because I've been saying that, so that was confirmation. Also, you know, encouragement and agreement. But I didn't know Mama Ruth passed.
Oh, yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, because I don't think Randy sent out a text.
I texted you yesterday, though.
You did?
With me?
Yesterday, and I told Tad, I was like, I don't know if she got it.
See, my phone, okay, so I lost all my contacts and everything, and I have a different number. Like, I have this number, obviously. It's because it's, like, my plan, but the phone is jacked up. So I can only, like, call on it, but I have another, like, text number. So I missed it, y'all. When did she pass?
She passed yesterday at 4.
Oh, my goodness, what happened?
She was in the hospital. She had been there since maybe around New Year's Eve. I think like around that time, December 30th, like somewhere around there. She had been there for a little while. And then they ended up putting her on a ventilator. And
So she got the COVID?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. I hate that demon COVID. Oh.
Yep. And,
Well, man. So, wow. I love Mama Ruth, too. I love Mama Ruth. She was, like, she really did stand on the word of God. And when I was going through it with my son, she was just used of the Lord mightily, and ever since then, and I'm still in her legacy, just going to always just stand on the word.
Because
she don't play. She don't play. So,
yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, that was...
I hate that demon COVID, man. What was her daughter's name again? Ayana. Ayana.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got to keep Ayana in prayers. Aww. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad y'all stayed in touch, because I lost everybody's contacts. So I haven't talked to Mama Ruth since last year. So,
wow.
Well, we know where she is. She's in a better, you know, like, we know that, but it's still...
Yeah.
Like you were saying, I think you were saying, Terrence, but you never know, you know, and coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Right.
Like, you know, like we coulda, I wish, you know, I'm not going to even go there, actually. But, wow.
You
know, past Mama Ruth.
Yeah.
She was,
you know.
How old was Mama Ruth? Does anybody know?
I
know she was older.
Yeah, I know that she was older.
Yeah, we'll find out. But yeah, that was another pill to swallow. But yeah, we just you have to make
say it again.
That was a hard pill to swallow, but you know, we just have to make those adjustments to keep pressing and take the time, necessary time that's needed, you know, to reflect, you know,
grieve how you grieve. And, man, just give God praise.
I imagine that Kenny was one of the ones that greeted her when she got there.
Right? I was thinking that, too. I was thinking that, right? Oh, my goodness. Like, wow. Wow.
I know. I know. Kenny, like...
He's talking her ear off up there. They praise the Lord together.
Uh-huh. Man, baby. Cook back up, man. Got a phone buddy back, man. Like, look.
Right?
Wow.
I didn't know anything.
We used to do the show. It was time. We would have done the show. And then, after Blog Talk cut off, we called each other on the phone and just talked for about another hour, 2 hours. You know,
3 hours, 4 hours, to the phone died.
Yeah.
To the phone died, all right? I know.
The phone died, or you just slipped away into that sleep.
and Kenny was good for charging up the phone and calling you back, yo. That's how he did me.
Yeah,
that was my brother. That was definitely my brother, yo. Oh, man. So I didn't even know anything, y'all. I didn't know she was in the hospital. I guess I'm not on the text. I'm not on the text alerts, you know. So,
Well, how we got it, I know how I got it. I think, Ayana text from her, Mama Ruth's phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Because I remember it was probably about last week. I think Rhonda had text and mentioned, about praying for Mama Ruth and stuff. And I know she sent it.
Wait, who has said it?
Rhonda. Rhonda, she misses all the time. On the show, and
okay, now I know Rhonda. Okay, that was like her spiritual daughter.
LaShawn was keeping us in the loop, as well.
I'm so glad,
though. Yeah, so
I'm so glad that y'all, like everybody, she had her family, her PGM family,
yeah.
I say familia, but oh, Mama Ruth, that oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I hate that demon that took her out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
They say, too, like, they say that when you get on the ventilator because they give you something called remdesivir, it really shuts down your kidneys. And it just, like, once you get to that stage, the protocols that they're using, take it or leave it, people, whoever's listening, you know, if you don't agree, that's okay. But the protocols that they're using is basically set up to kill people. And I don't know all the science behind it, but there's so much information out there. And if you pray and ask Holy Spirit to show you the truth, he will lead you, you know, and guide you to what's going on.
I'm staying.
We leave it like that.
The hospitals. I'm not, you know, like.
Because I'm a conspiracy realist. Okay? That's all I got to say.
When we first learned that she went to the hospital, that was my prayer, was that they would not put her on a ventilator. Because I had been reading some disturbing trends once people get put on a ventilator. You know, the chances of them coming out are very slim versus a person who is not on the ventilator or a person who recovers at home.
Yep.
So yeah, there's something's up, and I've just been praying that God will, that the truth of all of that will come out.
Yep, because they get kickbacks. They get, you know, we can't get into it all, you know, But you can look in. You can look into this information. Especially you pray, you ask God to show you the truth. They get kickbacks for what's going on with this COVID thing. It's real crazy. I believe more in the alternative health, you know, and boosting your immunity, and I believe more so in the alternative protocols and therapies out there, you know, and there's a trend. The people that I know who passed, they would get better, and then they would, it seems like they would just turn, and then once they were put on a ventilator, that was it. And there's doctors out there, Dr. Artist is one of them. There's a whole bunch of doctors out there, McCullough, all these different doctors that are you know, whistleblowing. So, yeah.
You know what time
so,
is. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just, like you said, just we have to pray and ask God to reveal to us because a lot of times, you know, even what love we were sharing, I think, what was it, Wednesday? You know, about even helping me in my unbelief, because, you know, sometimes it's really hard for people to believe certain things, you know, and really sincere about it, but just can't see it. That the first question is like, but why would they, you know? And when it comes down to the enemy, you know, I always go back to scriptures. The Bible always talks about that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you know, but it's spiritual wickedness, principalities in high places, you know. And so you got wickedness in systems. You can't think just because somebody has a degree or just because somebody has a title that they have a heart for God. There's no way that you're going to have me trust the title over the anointing, over the call, over my obedience to what God is saying. And so we have gotten to a point to where we've really put our trust in a system that man has come up with that is a sort of like a model after a God's order. In how he does things, because, you know, we here in the earth, demons are real. There are people that are demonic that want to destroy, that's out there to do the work of Satan, to do the work of sin.
Come
and,
on, go.
That's why we really have to be really in tune. That's why we always say nurture that relationship with God, spend time with God, so God can prepare you, God can position you, because he said one will fall, what's that, 1,000 will fall at your right, 10,000 at your left, but won't none harm you. You know,
amen.
You will be protected. Yeah, there'll be a lot of things going on around us that we are witness, but because we are in tune, because we trust God, and we stand on what God said, and that we trust the Holy Spirit to guide us, that's our protection. The Spirit is our keeper. You know, if God leads us to go to the hospital, I trust that God would lead us to the right doctor, hospital, all of that. Because I'm going being led. You know, I'm not moving in any type of fear. You know, I'm not moving out of desperation or anything. I'm gonna trust God. I'm gonna trust God, and I really pray that we, as believers, really, really allow that thinking to sink in and to intertwine in our minds, to trust God always.
Trust God always.
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 Always. Nothing.
Always. Come on.
Nothing outside of always. Not when you get ready. Not when you feel like you need them. No. Always. Trust God.
Always.
Always. Fall in love with just wanting to please God, just wanting to spend time with the one that made you to learn more about who you are and what he's placed on the inside of you. Trust it. Trust it. We'll be running through trees and leaping over walls. Come on now. We won't be destroyed. Neither denied. We won't be destroyed, neither denied. We just thank God for having the heart to want to hear from him. To want to be led by him. To want to hear what he has to say first. Because just yesterday, there was something that was brought to my attention. And sometimes you could hear something or read something and you hear exactly what it said. But then you'll form an opinion about it. Because it's something that you probably wouldn't have said or might have had a question about. But I've learned, you know, okay, God, what should I think about this? How should I take this right here? And God came in and showed me. He told me what it was. And he gave me peace about it. He told me what to do. Instead of me formulating my opinion and putting my mouth on it and putting what I think on it, before I open my mouth up about it, I prayed. And I asked God, how should I feel about this? what should I think about this? Reveal that to me. And he did. And he did. And that like reassured me more, because I'm like, man, you really care about everything. Like, I could come to you with even like what I should be thinking about something. Like,
that's beautiful. Wow.
I ain't even got to think about it. You'll tell me what to think about it. Like,
wow.
All I got to do is ask. All I got to do is ask. And that's the type of authority that I see you walking in now, Lisa, really walking in that place of assurance. Really knowing what it means to know. You're gonna know that you know that you know. You know, because there are different levels of intimacy. There are different levels of relationships. There are different levels of knowing.
Mm.
You know? And so God is taking you to that place that's going to solidify you, you know, make you like more solid and more groomed. Like God is grooming you to present, like present, like this is the way it is, you know, this is the way it should be. This is what needs to be done, you know. Like really giving like the example, like really giving people practical ways, teaching people practical ways to secure what God has for them. To really teach people how to nurture the relationship. Like, you gotta want to have a relationship first. You gotta want him. You gotta want him. And God deals with all of us differently.
You know, there's some believers out here. Hey, I support you, man. You telling people about Jesus. You know, I'm with you. But everybody that's telling people about Jesus, I don't vibe with. I don't connect with. You know, and it's not any fault of theirs per se or anything, but God has us assigned, you know, to draw certain people, and it's certain people that's connected to you that's going to be drawn to you, and you're going to be drawn to them, and I used to always think that, you know, I had to force a relationship, or because you're a believer, or if I didn't like connect or nurture that relationship, if something was wrong, you know. But no, you can be a full believer, but man, you just don't connect. So you just continue to follow and do what God tells you to do, the way He's showing you. And I'm going to do it over here the way He has it aside for me. You know, because, you know, and I think a lot of people just think, like, you got to be around what you can connect to so you can get what you need from it. It's just like different water hoses. Okay, Lisa? They have different connectors that you can put on the end of the water hose depending on what water supply you're going to connect to.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just the same hose, but they have different connectors that you can screw in on the end to connect to different water supplies based on that water supply outward connection. And so you plug in. You look at a fire hose, right? They connect to a different type of water supply versus the water hose from your house, you know, versus a different type of water hose at a car wash or whatever. They all have these different connectors, but they connect into the supply. And the hose is getting it to where it needs to get to do the work that needs to be done right there. And so we have to connect to the supply that's assigned to our connector so we can get the water to flow. You can't put that water, you can't go to get that fire hose and try to hook it up on your house. You ain't forget no one. Ain't nothing happened. You're wasting time. You got to connect to the right water supply.
Yeah.
It's water, but it's coming from a different supply to do a different type of work, period. You know, and so we got to, you know, connect with who God wants us to connect with and not be trying to force things this year. And you're going to teach people about that importance of the relationships and connecting with the people you're supposed to connect with. And understanding that if you don't connect with somebody, that's not a bad thing. So the enemy can't torment you. Got to be something wrong with you. That person over there is anointed. How you can't hang with that anointed person right there? It's something wrong with you, man. No, it's not. Even Jesus picked 12.
Yeah.
And then all the work he picked 12 that connected with him.
Yeah.
And they had people that was assigned to them to connect with, you know. And so it wasn't that Jesus, you know, he ain't hanging around everybody, but he loved everybody. He gave his life to everybody. Come on. But he's still here. He's still alive. So we can connect with him.
You know? And so that's the most important thing that I really see you doing in this season, is really teaching people how to connect with Christ. When you connect with the Lord, then he will lead you to who you need to connect with in the earth.
Yeah.
So you'll teach people not to try to force relationships. Don't try to force relationships. Be led into relationships. Make sure that the relationships that you had are God ordained.
Ordained. Come on. Yes. Amen.
Ooh, the Lord is agreeing with this, you know.
Yes.
God, even if it's a relationship that you like, man, I'm so sick of this person, you know. But it will be some people that you are drawn to and connected to that you not feeling all the time, either.
Yep. Yep. Come on.
But it's your assignment.
Oh my goodness, you were reading my mail the whole time. Come on now.
it's some work.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got some work to do. So let's focus on this work. That's why, as long as you're connected to Christ, he teaches you how to nurture and handle that particular relationship with that person. We can't just sit around here and say, I got to deal with everybody the same way. No, you don't. You deal with people uniquely the same way God deals with us.
Mm-hmm.
He deals with us differently. I don't deal with all my children the same. I don't deal with all my relatives the same way.
Yes.
I don't prepare all my food the same way.
Come on. Yep.
You know?
Wow.
But that is going to be really important in this next season, you know, of your life, and really how God is strengthening you and really giving you the go ahead to just move forward and to really like the faith realm, like whatever it is, Lisa, that you desire from the Lord. I mean, you really can, like, it's available, like it's there.
Wow.
It's already available. It's like it's waiting for pickup. You know how you order something and. And you just got to go pick it up. It's already ordered. So it's yours. You ain't got to go and try to find it and all this. It's already ordered. It's ready for pickup. And God is calling you to just come and pick up. Pick up what he has available for you. So that's what I got for you, sister.
Sheesh, hallelujah. Wow, that's a lot. Oh, my goodness, y'all. I just love y'all. Everybody loves y'all, but we really do. We love the God in you, but, oh, man. Where do I start? First of all, I called in from the other number. You see it? It says 610-427. Tanisha, do you see that number?
I see it.
You see it?
The 427 one? Okay.
Yes, yeah. Can you please text me off from that number because I lost all my contacts. Okay. And the number that I'm talking to you on, the 969, it doesn't do anything. Like, it only calls now.
Okay.
Like, it's not working. So I'm going to hang up from that one.
Yeah.
I wanted to just give y'all, okay. Ooh, God was talking to me. So when you first said, God is so good. So he's been telling me the first thing that you said was about how some people are given, well, the way I interpret it is agents of the enemy. Some people are just given over to the they're just giving over to the agent, to the agenda of Satan, to the satanic mm-hmm. agenda. Okay, so that was talking to me personally because God has been telling me, like, the warfare has been amped up to a level, meaning certain strategic adjustments, you know, and, like, I'm so dependent on Holy Spirit for that because when you're dealing with people who are just, I call it hell-bent, because they're literally hell-bent on destruction. That's another level of warfare, you know. So when you said that so casually, it was the Lord speaking to me about, you know, it was a confirmation on that. I don't know what, you just started, and then you just started going into your flow. So many things that you touched on, like, oh, man, like, I have to go back and listen to that whole thing. But assurance is something that I've been asking. You use the word assurance. Now, that's not a word that we use all the time. Like, we use certainty, mm-hmm. you know, confirmation. Assurance is, you know, a word, but you use a specific word that I've been asking God. I've been praying for something specifically and asking for, you know, assurance, confirmation, and things like that. As far as, like, mm-hmm. what you were saying about the certain connections and everything, last summer with the hose and everything, I knew exactly what you were talking about because last summer I was trying to hook up the irrigation system in my mother's garden mm-hmm. using the hoses. And there's so many different connectors at the, you know, Home Depot and the Walmart. And it's like not all things fit, you know. It's like, so I understood that word, like, perfectly. Wow. So I think God is so amazing because, you know, every hose and, like, the handles, the sprayers, you know, and the connectors and the washers, it's all, like, specific, you know. I never knew that, actually. I just thought you just put it, you know, there's a male end and a female end. And uh-huh. anyway, so that ministered to me. As far as, like, not call to everybody, I get that. You know, they call it your tribe, you know, and I understand that word for not only me per se, but for others that I'm, I guess, assigned to. And it's so good, right. Like, before you transitioned out of the word, you were like, not everybody, let me see how I can put this. Like, not everybody that God has me connected to right now is easy. It's like almost like if I didn't know that it was an assignment and there was a reason, I'm the type of person, like, I don't really, like, I'm not needy. You know, I have been in the past, like, before I was healed. So I'm mm-hmm. so, like, non-needy that I'll just be like, if it's problems or it's uncomfortable or it don't feel right and, or you're dealing with people who need deliverance, especially from Jezebel, I'll be like, I'm done, I'm out of here, you know. But God is like, God is like teaching me a strategic plan of how to minister to people through relationship and connection, and it's just different. It's not like direct, like, you know, like where you say, come on, in the name of Jesus, you know, and take authority over you, whatever. It's not that kind of warfare. It's just different. I'm not gonna speak too much on it because mm-hmm. it's still going on. But yeah. So everything that you were saying was like really, it was really resonating with me. Now the thing is that I'm gonna hold on to is that you're saying that God is teaching me this. So I'm still learning, and I believe that. And then you said that God is gonna use me to teach others, and I'm like, okay. I believe mm-hmm. that, too, because I notice that everything that I go through, and as I'm growing and maturing and learning, then I teach others if they're willing to hear it, you know. Mm-hmm. But it comes in handy because I notice that, like, I gained a lot of wisdom by going through stuff and having the Holy Spirit teach me. And then what happens is one of the best redemptions is that you don't go through stuff in vain, like, for no reason. Like, you are able to, like, you're able to have a connection with others that are going, you can relate to them as they're going through stuff. And because I went through this already, I'm like, okay, this is what works for me. Like, I know where you're coming from. I know what, you know, I know how you feel. I know what works, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's amazing how God is. He's so good. Like, he uses everything. So I'm just so hyped because I'm just like, wow, God, like, you always meet me where I'm at, you know. I wanted to talk to you guys, but I didn't think I was going to get in because, look, I was on the phone earlier, and I forgot it was Sunday. I forgot that you guys might be on tonight. And then my phone kept dropping. Mm-hmm. So then I was just like, okay, let me get off the phone. And then all of a sudden, I remembered that, you know, it's Sunday night and you guys might be on, and I called in, and my phone kept dropping the previous, but you notice it didn't really drop. So I'm like, wow, God. And then when I heard about Mama Ruth and when you were talking to Sister Sarah and Michelle and all them, I'm listening, and what you were saying, I was just like, oh, my gosh, I wish I could talk to them. I probably won't be able to. And then you picked up, and I was like, oh, wow, God is so amazing. So
yeah.
I'm so thankful. I want to ask you before, I don't know if you have other clues. Let me see what time it is, because sometimes after like a certain amount of hours, I have Boost Mobile on the phone that I called you from. It'll sometimes it'll like after I think 2 hours, it like sometimes it disconnects. So I just wanted to see what time it was.
Call back again on the other phone too. Because I think we missed a digit.
All right, let me call back, and then I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna multitask, and then I'm gonna call back on the other. I'm gonna call back on both. So
okay.
The other one, this one that I'm calling you right now on is an app. Hold up, it's like an internet phone.
Mhm.
So hold up, let me see if it's working.
Yeah. There he is. Yeah.
Okay. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, hold up. I'm going to call you right back from this one, too.
We're going to send you a test text.
Okay, we go. So I wanted to thank you. So so one of the last times that I talked to you, I had you guys pray for Andre.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give you a praise report that Tanisha, I noticed like this thing where she's so in tune. You both are, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. So I don't want to even say one or the other. But I'll just say this. I'll just say this. You prophesied and prayed, or actually it was like a prayer, prophetic prayer ministry, and it touched Andre in a place that he was so, like, flabbergasted in a way, I guess shocked, because it was ministering to him to something that he's been struggling secretly with and about condemnation and worse and everything. And then Prophet Randy touched on it too. So, and I noticed something with Tanisha, you and Prophet Randy flow in a way where, like, I noticed that you'll say something, because I told him this a couple times. I'm like, Tanisha said that, you know, like, you'll be ministering, and then he will, like, say kind of like something similar. And then he'll be like, oh, I didn't even know that, this and that. So I just noticed that the way you flow together, all three of you, you two, Terrence, is amazing to me. It's definitely Holy Spirit connection, but it still amazes me, you know? It's still, like, powerful. So I wanted to ask you guys to pray for Andre again, and then I'm going to record it so that he can listen to it, because it really, when I have you guys pray for him and stuff, it, like, I don't know, like, really, God uses it in a very powerful way. The way he was, like, crying when when he hears this stuff is like, I know it's like to a man who is incarcerated, that probably is like embarrassing or whatever, but it's to me and to him, I feel like the payoff is way more, it's like, you know, the ministry that he receives is, it outweighs any embarrassment, you know, or any like whatever. Like, mm-hmm. It's just, to me, it's pure God. That's all I have to say. It's pure Holy Spirit. So it's just, it's amazing to me. But we just wanted to say that to y'all.
Amen. Well, let's pray for Andre. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to lift Andre to you, Father God. We just thank you, Lord, for him having an understanding of humanity and having an understanding that there's nothing that we can do. We can't be so far gone to where you can't use us. And that our mistakes is not a reflection of your ability, that our reflects is a reflection of our humanity and our need for you. And give him the understanding that you have used great men and women throughout scripture who were very flawed. David killed a man. He killed a man because the man was a good man and wouldn't sleep with his wife and he couldn't pin a baby on him. So he killed a man just to cover up his own mistakes. And yet you still continue to use him. And yet Jesus comes from his lineage. You use the man to write 2/3 of the New Testament who was a persecutor of Christians. But you converted him. You changed him. And he became the writer of most of the New Testament. And one that we read his words and draw faith from his word. And so there's person after every single person in your word has shown humanity, has shown flaws. And so we thank you, Father God, that Andre has the revelation that the only time you can't use a person is if they refuse to let you. And that you desire to use him, flaws and all, that you desire to use him with mistakes and all, that you desire to use him when he, even though he's turned his back on you at times. Peter turned his back on you and denied you, and yet you still used him to build his church. Yeah. And so there's no such thing as too far gone unless we don't allow you to use us. And so give him that revelation that he can be used. Yeah, you desire to use him, that you want to use him, that his life has purpose and meaning, and that you can take all of the bad and make it work out for his good. And you can take every single page of his book of life and have a happy ending. Even though there might have been some turmoil in some of the middle chapters, it can all end well. And we thank you for that. Give him that revelation and let him really feel the love that you have for him, that you see past our mistakes. You see past our humanity.
Yes.
Because you expect it, you know it, and that's why you had to send Jesus. That's why you had to do it. And that all of those things are forgiven. And when Jesus said it is finished, that's exactly what it is. So the condemnation is finished. The self-doubt is finished.
Mm-hmm.
The fear is finished.
Yes.
It's all finished. Yes. And that he can enter into a new life, that he's a new creature through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Another thing that I wanted to touch on with Brother Terrence is that when you were talking about, when you were speaking to me and you were ministering to me, you said about like the you know, the faith is like, I that is available, like right there.
Mm-hmm.
I would like prayer because I do know that, but there's something that I think there's a healing that I need, or there's something, that adjustment, where I noticed that I have this issue where when you said you have not, because you asked me, that was another thing that God's been talking to me. Like, you were really in my conversations today. Holy Spirit was in my conversations today, of course. So I have this thing where I tend to, like, want for others, right? And so I, like, ask God, I'm like, well, what do I, like, when, like, you know how, like, if you have a, you were given, like, an opportunity to make a request, right? You know, like, you can have what you want, basically. It seems like I want for others. And I know that God is good enough for others and ourselves. So I want to, whatever that is, whatever there's a hidden thing that that maybe needs to come to the surface, or needs a healing or whatever, that we could come into agreement for prayer with that, because I want to be able to know my desires and make my requests known to God, and not be, like, always questioning that, because it's, like, really, I have to, like, what would I ask God for, you know? I know I would ask God for, you know, like what Sister Sarah was saying, you know, just to decrease and like, more, I would ask God more in a spiritual thing, but when it comes to, like, exercising faith, there's no problem with God, you know, God wants good for us. Like, I don't know why there's something subconscious there, because I know consciously, like, I'm not, like, in poverty mindset or, like, martyr syndrome, so I just know that there needs to be some kind of adjustment, some kind of something coming to the surface, because I want to be able to know how good my daddy is, and there's no problem with going to my father, my daddy, with a request and exercising my faith for not only others, like mostly my son and my family, or other people that that I ministered to or with, but being to know, like, what is it that Lisa would go to her father with. And that's something I just want to deal with, because I think that that's not healthy, you know?
Yeah, let's pray. As you were talking, it's like sometimes the enemy will try to have us focus on, like, some type of low-key underlying type of guilt for asking God for what we want.
And
yeah, not
I don't
anybody.
Want it.
Yeah, it's definitely not.
I don't want it.
Yeah,
I reject that low-key guilt. It's a lie from the pit of hell, and I don't want it.
Absolutely. And so we bind anything that's hindering our sister tonight from standing totally freely on the word and putting her faith on the line. Having a high, like, truly being vulnerable to God, to the point to where there is no shame in you coming to Him in for anything, whether it's for you or on behalf of somebody else. And we bind any type of selfish thoughts, you know, where the enemy try to make it seem like you are being selfish, or you don't need that, or like you're not worthy, or like you don't deserve certain things, you know. And we were made worthy because of the cross, because of His blood. And so when we inherited the kingdom of God, it's things that that you desire that's really a requirement for you to have. Even here in the earth, there are a lot of things that God has done spiritually with you, but there are a lot of things that need to be claimed spiritually to see manifest. And you have to claim it through their faith process. And so we come against any hindrances where it comes to where your speech is not tied up, to where your lips will go before God and speak boldly, because even in your faith move, just like our salvation, he says that first we need to confess with our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And as you begin to confess, he says, then we're going to believe in our hearts.
Yeah.
And get that thing that we believe, once our belief kicks in, it shall be. And so we want to start with you really adopting your new speech, your new way of talking.
Yeah.
You know, talking to yourself. Not keeping your thoughts in your head, even though you might have certain thoughts going on in your head, but you're going to say what God is saying.
Wow.
And as you say what God is saying, you connect it with your belief. You're going to start believing that. You know, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for canceling my debt. You know, I know that God is not oblivious to anything that any work that you've done. He's not oblivious to any issues that people around you have. You know, and it's good to intercede for others and go to God on their behalf. That's what we're supposed to do. But it's time for your cup to run over.
And as
you begin to thank God for your cup running over, that you are living and giving out of the overflow.
Amen. Gracias, Dios.
Like the what's coming out the side, you know?
Right.
It's overflowing.
Overflow.
Like, I can't even get to the cup because of the overflow, and I'm able to live and give out of that. And so this year, you claim your debt cancellation, you claim your overflow, you claim your home, you claim all of the necessities, the vehicles. You claim the businesses. You claim the
emotional
intelligence. You claim the investments. You claim the financial, not only just the intelligence and investment, but the financial obedience.
Amen.
Because you are a giver, and you begin to see yourself blessing people financially. You begin to see yourself not after your debt is canceling other people's debt. It's time for you to fill up, to be fulfilled, Lisa. It is your time to be fulfilled. And so claim it and believe it in Jesus' name. And
amen.
Everything that you desire, you know, to help produce in other people's lives, God is going to do that for you. But he's going to do that for you first.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yeshua.
You can't give what you ain't got. You can't share what you don't have. Hey, man, give me a slice of this sandwich you eating on. What sandwich? I don't even have a sandwich. I can't give you a slice together. I want to. You know, if I had it, I'd give it to you. You ain't got to say
mm-hmm.
That's changing. None of that
I'm talking about God is I'm talking like a straight turnaround, like a whole different direction, like boom. Just like that. Yeah. 1 minute you got it like this, and the next minute it's like that. Then the moment that you see it like that, you won't even like be so overwhelmed by it. Because he's gonna put you in the mentality and the mindset of knowing that this just comes with me being a believer. This just comes with me being a kingdom citizen, a joint heir
of the
Most High God. This is a requirement.
Yes. Amen.
This is a requirement. It's not that I'm lusting after these things or doing anything for money. No. This is a requirement. I'm supposed to be debt free. I'm supposed to have more than enough. Because this is what his word says. I'm supposed to be the head and not the tail, above all and beneath.
Come on,
the lender. I'm supposed to do these things. And by God, I would not sit up here and listen to the voice of the enemy who ain't created nothing. I'm going to listen to the one who created all things.
Amen. King Jesus. Hallelujah.
That's what we're going to believe. That's what we're going to believe. But the key to working on that faith issue is just saying it. The key to working on that faith issue is to keep saying it.
You know what? It was so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Because like I used to always declare and decree. So earlier today, you know, when you were talking, I think it was it Sister Sarah or Michelle? But one of them you were declaring and decreeing. I think it was Sarah, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And I found myself like, what? And then when you were praying just now, you said, get it out of your mind. Because something happened to me in the last maybe year. I stopped being so vocal.
Mm-hmm.
And it might have been the situation. I had to be more cognizant of others and just I'm in a different, you know, surroundings. So I started being more quiet and not as vocal. And so it was like when you were praying, you said not only in your mind. That was, to me, an instruction from Holy Spirit, you know, telling me, no, it's time to not open your mouth again. It's time to declare and decree. Because when you guys were declaring decree earlier, I found my mouth stuck a little bit. Like, okay, I did it. But, like, instead of it being automatic, like, with that boldness, because I felt it. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I had to force it. It's just something was like, it was like a hesitation, a resistance maybe. And then I declared and decreed some things, but I found myself declaring and decreeing for others. So I was just like, let me nip this in the bud right quick. Because a few years ago, you guys had given me a word about a black card. And I just remember that tonight when you were praying, I was like, wow, Lord, you told me this before through them. So I'm just wanting to align. I just want a divine alignment where I'm aligning my mouth, my mind, my heart, and my spirit all in divine alignment, you know, where I just needed those adjustments. Because there isn't anything wrong with, you're right, it's part of our birthright, you know, like, there isn't anything wrong with having our own desires, you know, in balance. When you were praying, I called out false guilt and false humility, you know, I don't, like, I called that out because I don't want either or, so I, like, just notice that, if God is saying, you know, you can have asked, right? You have not because you ask not. And you can have what you just ask for. Come boldly to my throne of grace to obtain mercy in your time of need. And mm-hmm. also not only just needs, but, you know, Prophet Randy over the years taught us about the desire realm. And I was just like, okay, you know, God, what is it? What is it that, you know, I want my dreams and my vision, the visionary gift to come back in a way where it's very strong like it used to be. And when you were praying just now, I was just like, yeah, I have this dream. I talked to you guys about it years ago. Like, I want us as kingdom entrepreneurs, I want all that to come back. And I want us to have, like, our own kingdom, like, credit union. I want us to, as kingdom citizens, as you just said, for all of us to prosper in a way where we are building and establishing and advancing the kingdom here on earth. Because we are called this kingdom of priests. We're priests and kings, prophets and judges over the earth. So I believe all that. It's just now I want to walk it out in a, not just believing it, but, you know, faith without works is dead. So I'm glad for the connections to come together, the tribes that the Lord would have me in. And just I want it to just be fine-tuned, you know, and, like, I don't want to waste time. Like, I want everything to be really chiseled where it's not, like, I just don't want to waste time. You know how you can waste time and effort? Because, you're, like you said, it's not your assignment. You're not called to that. You know, it's nothing wrong. It's just that it's a detour that God didn't put you on. So I'm going to, you know, pray into it and just seek the Lord on that, his perfect divine timing and just good divine connections of where he wants, you know, me to be, not only for and ministry-wise, but, like, in personal life, too, as well, you know? So so thank you so much. I really love you guys. Oh, man, Mama Ruth, yo.
That's one.
What was her song? What was a good song that she liked? Do y'all know?
I think she
should ask Ayana.
Yeah, we're going to ask her because my Ruby's
doing a lot of stuff.
My Ruby get off. Ruby, North Carolina.
The last time I spoke to her, I didn't even speak to her. It was like, it was months ago. Like, it wasn't even, like, we never really connected personally in a long time, since last year. So, but, like I said, no coulda, woulda, shoulda, because that's just, you know, that's a waste of time. So. Oh, Mama Ruth, I'm just so mad that I hate that. I call it a damn demon because damn means condemned. So I just say that damn demon.
Yeah,
I call it what it is.
It is what it is. And, you know, God still uses everything. So
yes, he does.
I still believe his will be done, you know, and that a lot of beauty is still going to come behind Mama Ruth's transition. I really believe it. But I think what I'm going to do, because I'm kind of drained, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to pray over everybody collectively, and then we're gone.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm sorry for taking up all the time for the people.
This was needed. This was, like, before it started, the Lord had already told me, said, you're not going to get everybody tonight. And,
okay.
He said, just go with how I flow.
Yep, that's how you all do it. That's how I love it. I'm so thankful and grateful that I got on because, like, I wasn't expecting to. like I told you, and like I'm just so glad we got to talk about Mama Ruth. That was a legend, and we were so blessed and grateful to have connected and crossed paths with her. So give my love and condolences to Ayana. She might see me in the phone if she still has her mom's phone. And I had sent Mama Ruth last year Mother's Day card. So maybe Ayana will see it and she'll know who I am. Lisa Raquel. So okay. All right. Thank you, y'all. Bless you guys. Pour back into Terrence, Father God, and Tanisha, Father God. I pray that you would just give them a good night's rest, Lord God, that even with a little bit of sleep, that, Father, you would multiply it. Lord God, I just speak a refreshing over them, Lord God, and I just pray that they wake up with solutions to things and specific divine witty ideas and just solutions. I pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that was rich. That was powerful solutions, because that's exactly what I've been praying for. I've been asking God for solutions. Yeah. Wow. Good. Thank you.
All right, so. Oh, man. Have a good one. We love you, Lisa.
We love you.
Wow. Did this thing freeze up? Kind of froze up. But yeah, I'm going to pray over everybody. And we're going to get out of here. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your grace, Father God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your never failing love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for being concerned about us. And so, Lord, in return, we love you. In return, we worship you. In return, we honor you. In return, we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We place you in our lives at the head where you belong, to guide us, to teach us, to nurture us, to grow us, to develop us, to position us, to challenge us, to love us. So that when our work here is done, we can return to you complete, with our lives being fulfilled and you being pleased. So, Father, touch PGN, touch this network, Father God. Bless Randy and Julie, Father God, bountifully. Bless everyone that's connected to PGN, those from the past, present, and those that are coming in the future. They are still connected. And so, Lord, we pray now, Lord, that the hand of the enemy is crippled and that it has no grip, that it's paralyzed, and there is nothing that he can do to us. And I pray that we get that and we understand that he never wins. When you choose Christ, he doesn't win. So, Lord, we thank you for your life that you gave, the blood that you shed for our sins. So, Father, we plead your blood over our lives, over our finances. We plead your blood over our health. We plead your blood, Father, over our country, over this world, over leadership, over the economic system, the healthcare system, the justice system. We plead the blood of Jesus that your blood would cleanse, hallelujah, and deliver people right now in the name of Jesus that are caught up in bondage, that are caught up in lies and deception, right now in the name of Jesus. Transform those wicked hearts into witnessing hearts. In Jesus' name. Lord, we love you, and we pray that all needs are met and that everybody's voice is heard as we continue to declare and decree what we want to see in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everybody. We love y'all. We will catch back up with y'all Wednesday. But Randy will be on tomorrow. And again, lift up Ayana, Mama Ruth's family, as she's transitioned. For those of y'all that might have joined late or what have you. Yeah, just lift up. And we love y'all. God bless you all. And we are out. Good night. Let me find this thing. There it is.